The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go. It's a Drive-By Friday with my good friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, just coming off the Healing Revolution with Dr. King. And Liam, the religion of science, on my mind as well, a lot of the time. You produced a visual that just struck me right where I am right now. And I say some days are more challenging than others in dealing with vaccine ingredient denialists. And I think you get what I'm saying here.
Sure. Well, you know, cartooning is just processing what's going on around you and taking a very few words and adding a picture so people can absorb it. You know, we're very visual creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And we really absorb in context. So a cartoon's good. So I have these two little people yelling at each other. Well, one of them's yelling very strongly. And one of them is sort of trying to say, have you ever read the ingredients list for a vaccine? No, you're an anti-science denier. So, you know, we've all gone through this. If you ask people, if you say, well, I don't know about the AIDS thing. They say, oh, you're an AIDS denialist. They say, but have you ever read the package ingredients for an HIV test? Oh, you're a denialist. Well, have you ever looked at the black box warning for an AIDS drug? Oh, you're a Holocaust denialist and a flat earther. And, in fact, Holocaust denialist is sort of the new, like, nerd. Like, you know, if you used to be called a nerd or stupid or something, now it's Holocaust denialist, which sort of cheapens genocide a little bit, I think. But that's
it does. I mean, I'm loath to use the word denialist, but I think it's been thrown at us so much, and it makes no sense in reality, because what do we deny? Nothing. We embrace, not lovingly, I suppose, but the recognition of, for instance, ingredients in a vaccine. Or the fact that there are black box warning labels on certain drugs that are given to immunosuppressed or immunodeficient people. Or that there are disclaimers on the test for HIV that said this can't be used to validate the presence or absence of it or diagnose for AIDS. And so, in fact, we're not denying anything. So I kind of used it sort of tongue in cheek with this idea of dealing with vaccine ingredient denialists, because, you know, I'm just getting, some days better than others. I have more patience than not. But we look at it, the vaccine components, and if you were to put them into a baby's bottle for oral consumption, the person who did that would be liable for criminal charges.
Well, to put this in context, the great Roman Catholic Church used to call people deniers of the truth of the church, and it burnt a lot of them. Now, the truth of the church was very confusing. You know, it was whatever they said it was at the moment. You know, the Pope was the vicar of Jesus Christ on earth, that Jesus Christ was, according to which council, you know, you subscribe to, was either the ascended or the permanent or the Alpha and Omega, or, you know, there were many arguments inside the church about what the figure of Jesus Christ would be, how he would be regarded. But if you were in the hoi polloi, if you were among the masses, you really didn't get to think about that. You had to do what they told you, which is a reason I'm not a fan of the church, of really any church, because they stand behind the Latin line. You know, they'll be able to speak their Latinate language. And in the medical journals, they just pretend that you can't read it, even though it's in English. And they lie a lot, you know, like the abstract says, you know, proof that bird flu causes, you know, bird flu, or that bird flu virus caused bird flu, And then down at the bottom of the paper, it says, you know, quite literally, we don't have any tests for the bird flu, and we didn't find any bird flu, but we have to keep looking for the bird flu. So,
Liam, what's so difficult?
It's an old religious trick.
Yeah, exactly. And I ask this question somewhat facetiously, but, you know, what's so unreasonable about perceiving that improvements in sanitation, hygiene, and access to nutrition may have had a greater impact on reduction in disease manifestation? Especially prior to vaccine introduction. I mean, is that a violation of those tenets, you know, the dogma of this so-called church of pharmaceutical mysticism?
Well, the medieval life was, I think, characterized, at least in its medicine, by a constant reliance on looking at spiritual infestation. So if you had anything wrong, you had a sprite or an imp or, you know, you had some spiritual infestation. I don't think, apparently that's not removable from the human mind, and even people who say they lean totally on germ theory have made germs, sorry everybody, yes. Auf Wiedersehen, very, very, very sorry, Guten Tag, but germs have made this a kind of concept of a spiritual or psychic infestation. Now the concept of going viral is very positive in one sense, but they want to blame something they can't see, to which they attribute magical powers. You know, they don't purify any viruses, but they say they can do anything. They don't look at the fact that they spray these people with organochlorines, and these people, I mean us, of course.
Yes,
you know, it's us.
But no, the better story, and the people love it because we're in the Marvel Comics universe, is the supervillain. And the supervillain that's invisible and that has powers beyond anybody, that, unless, of course, you throw out the big guns, which, again, is a military-industrial complex perspective on the world, which, again, comes back to the German Gesundheit theory.
We're so sorry. It has nothing to do with our Deutsch friends.
No, not at all.
But, right, so we're a religious species, and everything we do relates to either worshiping a king or a priest, and both of them say that they're given the right to be worshipped by God. And God is always with a capital G, but they really mean a small g God. They mean their particular version of, you know, a universal entity. It even bugs me when people talk about God in the Old Testament, because I'm like, no, that's Yahweh. You know, he's really specific about what he's up to. So when people talk about the gods of science, I think, you know, like the magic of science, they hesitate to use the word. But they ridicule everybody who doesn't agree with them. And you can tell when they're coming on, because they always tell you how to feel about things. They'll say, sadly, they'll always lead with an adverb, because they need to tell you how to feel. Sadly, the anti-vaccine denialists are gaining a lot of momentum. You think, oh, I don't understand what you just said. I'm supposed to be sad. I don't know what an anti-vaccine, denialist, you know, their language is, you know, Eric Blairian, you know, Orwellian. It's just layer upon layer of FUBAR.
Yeah.
You know, like, what did you guys say? Can you read the ingredients list in the vaccine? It's like what people in the Middle Ages said. How do we know that you're really the vicar of Jesus Christ on earth? How do you know that, oh, royal pope who's collecting money from all of us for protecting us from, what is that again you're protecting? Oh, your armies. Oh, okay. Here's a dollar.
Yeah, you know, please don't kill me. Yeah, and I feel like that we're dealing with these repeats of history. Of course, the classic lines of "you're doomed to repeat what you don't know," and we have been raised in the West, particularly in America, with a form of history that has been completely erased and rewritten. You know, that's why we talk about the Flexner Report in the 20th century, how that led to 100 years later what they call Obamacare, which is not really isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. They've all been duped. They don't know history. And going back to things like you mentioned, germ theory, Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, rather than looking at Pasteur as some sort of biological savior of the universe, when in fact he condemned us to a permanent state of warfare against the natural world.
Right, but then, you know, blaming Pasteur is, of course, like blaming Hitler. It's very easy, but there were thousands of people who followed him and supported him. And there were the money guys. And I don't mean that I like Louis Pasteur. He was really an unlikable character, and Hitler was an unlikable character. But if there hadn't been thousands of people saying, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, wouldn't happen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the point of these people are in history then painted as something more than what they were and whitewashed to so that we perceive they were saintly when we know in the case of Pasteur, they were criminal elements. There are arguments that would say this guy was not really above board. He took things from others, claimed it for his own. He was friends with the emperor, so he had influence, just like throughout history. It's always about who you know, true today as well. And then it becomes its own religion at that point. And we see when we talk about the science of religion, how much it mirrors religious or cult-like devotion rather than rational cognition, questioning things and let's say, weighing them against certain things that you might consider being common sense.
Oh, common sense. Yes. Hmm. Is it a, you know, I have a concept for whether I think something is more true than not true. And let's say somebody hands you something and they say, well, this is a stone, and you pick it up and it has a particular weight, and you look at it and you say, no, this is a crumpled up piece of paper. And they say, no, it's a stone. You say, no, I know what a stone is. I can feel it in my hand, and if I cut it with a saw, it's got layers of minerals in it. So is the thing, you know, you have to define your terms. I always like to know what kind of stone I'm holding. Is it one of those things they sell at Disneyland that's foam with a little, you know, painted on the outside to look like a stone so you can throw it at your brother and not, you know, and scare him? Or is it really a mineral dense piece of earth? So you have to define your terms, and you can't just trust the name of it. So if they say it's science and science is good, you've already been lied to twice. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as you nod your head, okay, nobody defines their terms anymore. It's the chief failing of almost every age.
Well, and that's why I talk about a schism that exists, you know, those that know history and those that don't. If you don't know history and you're speaking to someone who doesn't know history and you do, suddenly you're not speaking, even if you're both talking English, completely different languages. I mean, the whole viewpoint of the world is you live in two different worlds, even though you're on the same planet.
Yes, and I'm calling from planet Florida today, and you're calling planet Greece in a second, so I don't want to hog the
Yes, our good friend Petros from Greece. We're going to get in another viewpoint. Going a little geopolitics here, talking about Ukraine and Syria, America's role, no matter who was president and what's happening over there. It may be unpopular for some to hear, but we do tackle these issues from time to time, and Petros has got a good mind about it, and he's more close to what's actually happening.
Yeah, he's right in the thick of it. You know, the Greece and the other countries that have been balkanized after that name are low on the economic totem pole because they don't produce as much. They don't have the banking structure, but you know, they also didn't get a hold of the oil boom that really made the 20th century. But we'll talk about that
another time. Yeah. Well, back to the germ theory, but in a different way, the political germ theory causing us to try and dominate the world and invade everybody. Is that possible? We're going to talk about it with Petros Argyrou from Greece after this break. Liam Sheff, my good friend, thank you for opening up and that wonderful meme. You can see it at robertscottbell.com.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, we'll be right back. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming, expensive office visits?
No. No. And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try no-no Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try no-no Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Every once in a while, we got to step back and take a look internationally. We do have listeners all over planet Earth to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm grateful for every one of you. And, you know, we've been covering a lot about the domestic issues here in the U.S., and, of course, it impacts internationally on the vaccine issue, the whistleblower issue. But what about issues of war, issues of world domination and colonialism? Did it ever end? We're joined now by our roving reporter from the field in Greece, Petros Argyrou. He has a perspective closer to the action that I'm not liking in the Middle East, and he's got perspectives on it. I gotta hear from this guy. Petros, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's hard to watch what's happening. I'll be honest with you, Petros. Sometimes I just don't want to look. I want to cover my eyes because it just sickens me. You know, this constant intervention in the Middle East. The brutality, the claims that, oh, we're going to, you know, if we don't kill all the terrorists, they're going to get us first. In the meantime, in the process of killing who we call our terrorists, we create 1,000 more. And I don't know what perspective you might have to share with us, but I thought that insight from an international perspective would be helpful.
Well, some time ago, we discussed that the dreadful Al-Qaeda was actually in an artifact of George W. Bush policies.
Right. In other words, these terrorist organizations created by CIA, for instance, funded by American interests.
They were funded by the United States of America, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan, and with the help of Israel. And the goal of existence was to tear apart the Soviet Union. Well, one might agree with that point at that point of time, but now, I think it's gone too far. You know, we the Western world has created a fandom that now actually is taking shape and form in the face of ISIS, you know, the guys who have created an Islamic caliphate in Iraq. Does everybody in the U.S. know what this is all about? Do they have a clue?
I don't think here in America, in the mainstream media, they do. Even the leftist media is cheering on Obama as he ratcheted up things in Iraq recently.
Actually, it was the creation of George W. Bush. He created the Islamic extremists. He revived the Islamic terrorism. With the preface of Al-Qaeda and CIA funded.
I remember, Petros, when Ron Paul said this during the last two presidential elections, how our activity around the world was actually precipitating and creating this so-called extremism.
The war against drugs, or the war against terrorism, was actually the war for drugs and the war for terrorism. And the consequences we can see clearly in a global scale right now. Never again has there been a claim or a power forceful enough to actually claim an Islamic caliphate.
I mean, are we not going back 500 years to when Islam had spread around Europe in a vicious way at that time to see we've set the stage because...
What is the user response? I was trying to tell the people that all about the Arab Spring was actually funded this, you know, the Arab democracy was funded by Saudi Arabia, Israel, Pakistan, and the U.S., and it was not about democracy. It was about chaos and disorder. The exact opposite arguments of what the U.S. foreign policy has made for some decades, that we're trying to establish order and democracy all over the world. But actually, it's the exact opposite. And the consequences, while looking at them, right now, James Foley has been decapitated or beheaded by some English-speaking Islamist terrorists in Iraq. And now, what is the response of the U.S.? What is the response? They are trying to take out the last stronghold, the last anti-Islamist stronghold, which is Syria. And it could be Libya as well if they had not destroyed, absolutely destroyed Libya and turned it into some racial struggle from different powers. You know, there's no country right now which has a name Libya.
No, it doesn't exist anymore since what happened. We got to take a break here, Petros. Stick around. We're going to come right back. I want to hear what he has to say about Syria, interestingly enough, because I don't think we're hearing that in what we call the U.S. mainstream media, about an anti-Islamic stronghold in Syria. Does that make sense to you? We're going to find out after this break. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking with our international investigative reporter out there in Greece, Petros Argyrou, and he's given us some perspectives on the Middle East right now, talking about the war on terror, which created more terrorism, much like we see the domestic war on drugs and around this hemisphere created more drugs and even more violence surrounding it. You declare war on something, you get more of it. Even Ron Paul acknowledged that years ago. Now, Petros, you said something interesting that I don't see much in the mainstream media, because it seems like they're ratcheting up the warfare rhetoric to say, hey, we need to go in and take out Syria. Syria's a bad guy. They're sponsoring terrorism. And you just said something during the last segment that they're, in fact, an anti-Islamic state like Libya was until they were conquered. Now Libya is no more. Can you give us a little bit more detail on that?
Well, the anti-Gaddafi forces, which the Western mainstream media described as pro-democrats and stuff like that, were actually pro-monarchists, you know? In the 1950s, the U.S., the Libyan economy was based on salvaging tanks from the World War II. Gaddafi, which was described as the main evil guy, actually reformed the Libyan economy. And by the time that the U.S. decided to destroy Libya, Libya was one of the most advanced nations in the area, which is kind of not so advanced. And one of the ways that they managed to destroy Gaddafi was to align with extremist Islamists. Now, if Gaddafi was still alive, there would be some counter-Islamist power regional in the area that would stop them. But they did not, the U.S. did not stop with destroying Libya and Gaddafi. They intended, and they wanted so gravely to destroy Assad. Now, the people that Assad represents, they are called Alawites. There are some kind of heresies in Islam. 10% of this population are not so fundamentalist Islamists. So, actually, Assad is, they represent this not so Islamist part of the Syrian population. And yet, the U.S. intended to destroy Assad as well. They founded the rebellions, which was what? Some of them were called Democrats. But now we discover, and the Western media does not have the power to withhold this information anymore, that Islamists, extremists, again, for one more time, were funded by the U.S., Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Israel.
So what is really the end goal here to take out the Syrian regime or Assad? Is it because they are more closely aligned with Russia? Is that the game?
Yeah, that was part of the equation, that the U.S. was losing control of former regimes that they were dependent by the U.S. And then the Chinese and the Russians started to make some financial exchanges with them, and actually, the U.S. decided that this regime had to be destroyed. They never thought of the consequences. That was a dirty war. And most of the wars the U.S. actually is involved with are dirty wars.
Well, I don't think that the people want to hear that or see that for the most part, but there are those that are waking up and saying, enough already. And we've had the underbelly of that message, but it's not really resonating fully.
The solution with this global problem is that the U.S. has to step back, and they have to make a deal with Russia, and they have to make a deal with Assad. Yet, what are they thinking? We have to destroy the Russians, and we have to destroy Assad. We have to invade Syria to exterminate ISIS. That doesn't make any sense. Assad fights against the Islamists. We were funded by the U.S. And they do not want to make a deal with Assad. They want to invade Syria. Doesn't make any sense. Now, yesterday there was an announcement from Boko Haram. Do you know this crazy Islamist Nigerian guys?
They heard of, yes.
200 guys, 200 children in Nigeria.
Right.
And they are declared by the U.S. as one of the global leading terrorists. Do you know what announcement they made?
No, what was it?
Well, Islamic Caliphate. We know that the Islamists have made not only some rebel groups, not only a regular army, but they have created a criminal web of smuggling, drug dealing, weapon dealing, and stuff like that. It's not only the direct funding they get from big allies like Qatar or Saudi Arabia or the US, at least 2 years ago. They have created their own network. Is that irrational? So guys from Iraq sell stuff to Nigeria. And children, and horse, and everything which is illegal in this world. And they get stronger by the day. I'm sorry to describe the very unpleasant nature of this current reality, but someone has to do that.
Yes, it is unpleasant. And, we like to put things in proper perspective here. And it isn't that nobody in America has seen this. There have been, and I keep coming back to Ron Paul. Even Rand Paul seems to have more sense than most of the Republicans and the Democrat war hawks to say we need to reassess this and even back off to some of these things. And then they want to paint him as an isolationist. That's like the bad name here. If you want to kind of be more reasonable in your foreign policy, you're considered an isolationist.
Ron Paul in Europe, they call him like he's an extreme right-wing Nazi or something like that. He's the only guy who makes sense, who understands the global scale of things. And the guy just has stepped down a bit, you know, reassess things.
Yeah, it's reasonable, very extreme, and maybe even too little, but it's better than zero. And yet they attack him for that. So we still have a long way to go, but the bankruptcy, economic bankruptcy of America, the Federal Reserve, ultimately, we know that the guns are, flowing into the Middle East. The gunboat diplomacy, so to speak, there is because of the defense of the petrodollar as China and Russia and other countries in the Middle East look to say, hey, let's uncouple from the Federal Reserve note American petrodollar and start exchanging our own currencies when we're going for oil. And that's another big part of this.
That's a perspective, but what is actually happening right now, it's even worse. You know, we can use words or terms and say it's the petrodollar or the U.S. Financial supremacy. But what is happening right now, it's history right now. Actually, these policies have created the new Al-Qaeda, the real Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Not Bin Laden and, amateur terrorists with the help of the U.S. government and the Israelis did the hit on the United States of America. We're talking about a change, an instability, which is going to be constant for the next 20 years, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, if you think about taking out Assad and Syria, what is left as far as a counterbalance to a complete Muslim takeover? You know, we talk about radical caliphate-type level of takeover, yeah, without Syria there.
Well, we have this cup which is called Israel, but I don't think that anyone with the crimes that they have committed that they should make some kind of alliance with them again. And then there's Iran. But starting with the Iraq crisis, the new Iraq crisis, the U.S. policy have made some steps of diplomacy towards Iran, and now they're destroying them by thinking of attacking Syria.
Right. Well, once again, we look at the difference between Democrats and Republicans. We talk about the establishment party apparatus, and look at Obama and what he's done. He hasn't been the hope and change that people voted him to come in to do.
No, I think with Mitt Romney, things would be deteriorate faster. Okay, that's the only difference. Barack Obama has made no change. His pre-electoral
the promises, right? We're not. He didn't fulfill the
change. No, there was no change.
No, and so the foreign policy continues the same, no matter who seems to be in power. And if they run roughshod over Syria, Petros.
There are some hostages of the U.S. Mechanisms.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's going to be no defense there in the Middle East if there's no opposing force.
Nothing. I mean, if we could make a proposal, if we could turn back the time and go to the elections, the last elections, we would both propose for Ron Paul, but that did not happen. Okay, it's history, it's past. Now things get worse in the Middle East. They're deteriorating so fast that the U.S. People do not actually understand what's going on over there. As they didn't understand what happened in the 2008...
Here in America, we are so chemically induced into a state of slumber that we don't know history. We don't understand what's happening there. We send military into there, and we make it worse because we create an imbalance that is a self-fulfilling prophecy for what? What Eisenhower said, the military-industrial complex, which always needs to have enemies that they can say we must go in for.
And they know, I come from Greece, you know, we're a victim also of the U.S. policy. But we're also not that virtuous guys, you know. We were so seduced by money, cheap money,
right,
many dollars, banks, and this visual economy, which, okay.
Listen, Petros, we're about out of time here, but I appreciate your update on this from the, you know, almost the front lines there in Greece, and you know, I hope that we'll stay in touch as we do from time to time to visit with you on these important international issues that we often can't cover in depth here in America.
Well, I hope I make some change because I'm so infuriated with what's actually going on.
Yeah, the more you see it, the more infuriating it gets. Petros, hang in there, and we'll see what we can do to make a shift in the consciousness of anybody who listens. So, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave her not the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Special thanks once again to Petros Argyrou, all the way from Greece, with insightful perspectives on what the heck is going on around the globe. Geopolitics, economics, all the reasons that we have gone awry. And there are others that know about it, and we're going to talk about it momentarily. But I want to say a quick thank you to Dr. Daniel Newsom for helping us out to be here. And, of course, you're out there now with Ty Bollinger, getting ready for more Quests for the Cures, the Truth About Cancer series. And Dr. Newsom is back, and he's speaking there. And I want you to know about the Super Earth Energy, the Inflammagon, and the Digestive Detox. These are it's a simple three-pronged method to address all the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And go back and listen to the archives. You'll learn more about the brilliance of Dr. Newsom and what he's developed and his integrity and passion for healing and bringing the power to heal back to you. That's why we like what he's doing, and I'm doing it too. DRNUZUM.com. The links are up. You'll see a banner in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Please say thank you to Dr. Newsom, and try the products. They will make a change for you, whether you're dealing with inflammation, whether you're dealing with detox and digestive issues, or whether you're dealing with the energy of the cells themselves with Super Earth Energy. I think you'll definitely enjoy and benefit. So thanks, Dr. Newsom. Now, moving from there to the international stage once again and to the domestic stage simultaneously, Super Don, remind me again the difference between establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats. I'm just losing the distinction.
Different seating arrangement in Congress.
Yeah, I think you're about right there. This is just like too funny to believe. It really is going on here. But the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, the spokesperson, the head guy at DNC, is crying about Rand Paul.
Hmm.
He is. I mean, it's an amazing statement here from the DNC about Rand Paul's what they call troubling foreign policy.
He said, it's disappointing that Rand Paul, as a senator and a potential presidential candidate, blames America for all the problems in the world while offering reckless ideas that would only alienate us from the global community.
You blame everything on me.
Wait a second. Doesn't that sound like what the Republicans said about Obama the last election cycle in defending Bush and others?
It's
blame America?
Yeah, it's rather interesting because they go on here to say about how he's blaming us for this and he's blaming us for that. And they end with this great quote. He says, simply put, if Rand Paul had a foreign policy slogan, it would be the Rand Paul Doctrine. Blame America, retreat from the world.
Right. Right.
And it's funny because if you think about it, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was just a few years ago that every neocon in the world was sitting there talking about how Obama was blaming America for everything. And he was going around the world. I forget what they call it. Apology tour where he was bowing to heads of state and all this crap.
But, I mean, it's classic. It shows exactly what we're talking about here. The false dialectic. That there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans. And I'm speaking now of establishment Democrats and Republicans, of course. It's just an amazing thing that we're seeing happen here. And I think that in follow-up to what Petros was saying, the only person talking sense right now are those that are what they're being called the doves, right? And, of course, Rand in the Republican Party has a challenge because they're supposed to be the war hawk party. But it now turns out the Democrats are out war hawking the supposed Republican war hawks accusing him. Now, they're responding, of course, to his Wall Street Journal editorial, how U.S. interventionists abetted the rise of ISIS. I mean, literally, if you don't have intellectual integrity, you will deny that America has anything to do with anything. Our actions exist in a vacuum. We can go out and occupy. We can bomb. We can shoot. We can kill. And there is no repercussion whatsoever. Of course, that's naive, it's intellectually disingenuous, and it's immature. Adults don't do that. But, of course, we don't have many adults in the establishment Democrat Party nor establishment Republican Party. So as we talk about the next election cycle, not that I'm encouraging anybody to vote, because I think that also endorses the war-making machinery, among other things, also the war domestically on the people of America. The fact of the matter is, if you vote for an establishment politician on either side of the coin, at this point, I would say, except for Rand Paul, similar to what we said about Ron, even though we've had reservations about Rand, because he's not the same as his dad, but no one's the same as anybody else, that at least he's saying what needs to be said about our role and responsibility in creating the so-called terror that we are attacking at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
All right, another great week. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to naturalnewsradio.com, of course, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, all around the world. This message of health, freedom, and healing liberty is growing thanks to you. Talk about it, scream it out, whatever you got to do, whisper it, whatever it takes, and we'll be back probably on Sunday. Have a wonderful, or create a wonderful, Labor Day weekend here in these United States. And in the meantime, remember this. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.